Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard-Bassett, former Real Housewife of Potomac.
And I'm Michael Arsenault, author of the New York Times bestseller, I Can't Date Jesus. And this is Undomesticated, the podcast where we aren't just saying the quiet parts out loud.
We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you to the function. If you're ready for some bold takes and a little bit of chaos, welcome to Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
We are Dukes and Bell. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man. If you missed Barbara Dooley today, you have to go back and rewind on the Odyssey app. She was so entertaining, so interesting when it comes to the dogs in Florida and talking about her experiences. We also had Alabama coach on. Alabama!
Why do you hate Bama so much?
Kalen DeBoer stopped by the show today to talk about where his team is. And we said it, Mike, they could easily end up in the SEC championship game. I think they have an easier run when you talk about these last four games. I'm not telling you LSU won't show up. But new coach, the vibe, we'll wait to see. But Kalen DeBoer also talking about our quarterback and Michael Penix.
Right, his relationship with him. And you know, we joked around about that scrap during camp last summer with Tennessee. And he said, yeah, he saw the videos. He said, yeah, I spoke to Michael about that. We're going to replay that for you tomorrow if you missed it. But it's a great interview. And I said to Carl, and maybe I'm not trying to make a big leap here, but, you know, adversity. You lose four games, you're taking over the most famous coach in the history of the sport, and then you lose to Florida State when you're a prohibitive favorite. And then it's as low as it gets. How do you battle back? They've battled back. They're the number four team in the country. Falcons, we've looked great. We've beaten the Commanders. We've beaten the Buffalo Bills. That's a Super Bowl caliber squad. And then we come down with this San Francisco game in Miami. How does Raheem Morris and his coaching staff do what Alabama did, which is get back up and show the fans that they are for real?
Are you willing to say this is the most important week of the season?
Last week was the most important week of the season.
Correct.
And now this week, and they will all subsequently be until we get back over 500, because I think if you lose this game and we come back from Germany with an L, I think Arthur Blank's going to take action. Now, I don't know what that action would be. I couldn't even begin to remotely think who would be the interim head coach other than Jeff Ulbrich, who did it with the Jets. And that's something no coach wants to have, is be two-time interim head coach in the NFL.
We are broadcasting live from Metro Bottle, guys. The physical location, 2225 Marietta Boulevard. It's Upper West Side, West Midtown, and it's a beautiful facility, 12,000 square feet, upscale bottle shop, voted best bottle shop 2025. They opened in February 2024, and tonight we just got a sip of this Pinhook bourbon that they have here. It's 10 years aged.
Man,
you know, I love
smooth bourbon.
Oh, I love this.
Carl, the nose note, that's how it smells.
It's great,
just
man.
Unbelievable.
But they're actually having a tasting and a founder's tasting here, a private event. But also, if you come into the store, this is really cool. So big shout out to Pinbrook and Pinhook, should I say, in Pinhook.com. With that said, let's talk about something we talked about today on our pre-show. Mike and I, at the end of the show today, you were very heated when you said that you wanted somebody else. And I don't even know how we really got into this conversation.
I think we were talking about, because Vrabel, you're going to play Vrabel.
That's right.
Vrabel, you know, technically we did the air quotes, interviewed with the Falcons.
That's right.
At the time, you know, just like, you know, would Penn State hire a coach, a second coach from Vanderbilt, even though one has nothing to do with the other. But at the time, we had Arthur Smith, who had been fired, and Vrabel had been his boss in, you know, Tennessee at Nashville. So was there ever a consideration that he would have actually had a shot? Because if you didn't, you know, if you wanted Belichick, I as a fan would have rather had Mike Vrabel.
Yes.
Which is a more younger version in his prime of what Belichick represented. But you said, no, there was never really a shot. So we got into the timeline for the coaching hire. And I said at the time, I thought it was an uncompelling hire. I thought it's going to be tough to sell because he had been the interim coach and he had an audition. Now, again, as you said, when you get to be the interim, as we just said with Jeff Ulbrich, if you're an interim coach, the season has gone horribly wrong.
There's a reason why you're an interim coach, right?
But you did still get to see what he's about and how he handles the team, and could you get a little bit of a spark? I think who was it in Carolina that should have gotten the job? Steve Wilks.
Steve Wilks
did an amazing job taking over for Matt Rhule, but then, of course, the owner, no, he wanted something new and shiny, so he didn't go with Wilks, who maybe should have been getting a shot at it. Either way, I just felt here's a guy who's tied to a lot of losing with the Falcons. You know, yes, he's tied to, you know, success with the Falcons, then he's tied to a bunch of seasons, three in a row, 18, 19, 20, where you don't make the playoffs, and now in Tampa Bay, and you put it all together, he's under 500 for a head coach. So I just thought
– that was the argument.
He had a chance to impress – no, again, I'll always agree with some folks that felt the Glazers didn't give him a fair shake. They were turning over some of the roster. Josh Freeman was the quarterback.
Yes.
Remember the dude from Kansas State?
That's right.
But I just felt I wanted Harbaugh. Harbaugh was the one guy I wanted. Some guys say we never would have had a shot. Look, you want more of a shot, you put more in the envelope. That was my take at the time. So we were just saying, I just felt to a lot of the fan base, Raheem, and a retread is a tough way to go, but it's almost like he's a retread because of his tie to the organization.
And that's where I reacted because, yes, and I'm glad you laid all of that out. It's Dukes and Bell. Because here's the deal, and this is how I've seen it. And again, it doesn't mean that you don't disagree with Mike or that you agree or disagree with me. But the way that I've always seen this was when you become an interim coach, it's already tarnished. And for Raheem to leave and do what he did, and my rebuttal to you at the time today was simply this, and why does this all matter? It matters because we're about to find out if he can fix it. Mm. Okay? But my rebuttal to you was, when they went out and got a coach, they wanted somebody with experience. You got a guy who was a defensive coordinator who won a Super Bowl, not with you. He left and did that somewhere else. So I thought he increased his chances to get a head coaching job. We didn't know if the Falcon job would be available. And as I said to you this morning, when we talked about this, my whole thing is when he got here, you get a clean slate. This isn't Dan Quinn's team. This isn't Dan Quinn's people. This isn't his personnel. Yeah, you were on the staff. But, Mike, that's like somebody being on our staff and then, you know, all of a sudden they step in for us on the show. The show goes to crap. And they go, well, you know, it's not Dukes and Bell. Well, yeah, but they were on the staff. I felt like he should have gotten a clean slate. And with that, he gets an opportunity to prove what he is about. He's hired the coaches he wanted to hire.
Right.
He's brought in the players he's wanted to bring in. They've drafted the players that he's obviously checked off on. But now we've gotten to a point, and this is why we're debating about did we get the right guy, and Mike and I got into this, and again, you can go watch it. But I said, look, this is where I disagree. And when you said it was an uncompelling hire, they wanted somebody with experience. I think there were people who wanted Raheem because they were familiar, but sometimes familiarity hurts you, right? Sometimes familiarity comes back and says, well, he's not the guy to get us there. But right now, at this point in the season, the reason why this matters is we're about to judge him for what he can do. Not what Dan Quinn, what any other coach came in and potentially did with as a Falcons head coach. Raheem is riding this thing, Mike, and if it works, he'll get credit for it. But if it doesn't, then we can truly say he got his shot, and guess what? He blew it. He wasn't able to get us back to 500, or he wasn't able to give us a winning season, or he wasn't able to get us to the playoffs. And that's where I'm at right now with all the frustration with Raheem. I hear you. I understand. And I think we all are in that similar spot. We're in that same space right now. But he does get that opportunity to fix it. And if he doesn't, then, guys, this will play out exactly like Mike and I are telling you.
Right. I just felt, you know, when you look, you cannot be on a bad team and not get a coaching job. He's a defensive coordinator for a Super Bowl-winning team. Mm-hmm. But I think most casual fans feel Sean McVay's stamp is on that team. Aaron Donald was the leader. That team was loaded.
Well, he had players.
You know, and we know Les Snead, who worked under Thomas Dimitroff, you know, blanked those picks. They went and got guys like Von Miller, and they just added piece upon piece upon piece, even picking up Odell Beckham at one point. I mean, they just had everything. But they, but he, again, you are a guy who gets a chance to be head coach because other guys respected Raheem Morris. That's what makes where we are so disappointing. Talked about Tony Dungy talking about it, and Mike Tomlin, and every other coach who said this guy deserves another crack to be a head
McVay,
coach.
McVay, all these guys, right. Shanahan, they all backed him.
But then he blows it by pulling Jimmy Lake to be his head coach, a guy with no head coaching, a defensive coordinator as an NFL coach experience, and this guy. Just bear with me on this for a second. The timing on this, some of this is beyond his control. We think you're bringing in an offensive coordinator who's never been an OC. He's been a quarterback's coach, one of the most dynamic offense in the league. He's going to work with Kirk Cousins for two or maybe 3 years. Then you throw him this curveball. All of a sudden, Michael Penix Jr. isn't watching. He's playing. And now maybe Zach Robinson is as bad as Jimmy Lake. Maybe he's not the guy to mentor a young quarterback to being the best he can be.
So
you're judged, I mean, you are judged on your staff.
No,
that's part of it.
You're right, absolutely right, Mike. But I will say this. He didn't stay the course. He cut bait immediately, and look where our defense is. It's been upgraded. You've got more out of Jeff Ulbrich in seven games than we got the entire season last year from Jimmy Lake. If this isn't right with the OC and he retains his job, he's got to cut bait. He's got to move on. He's got to be willing to show that, you know what, this is not working. And that's I will give him credit there. The Jimmy Lake thing, he could have said, that's my dude. I'm gonna stay with him. We'll get better next year. And it may not have been that. He instead said, that's not working. This was not what I expected. And we need to make somebody and put somebody in position that knows what they're doing. He did that. Nobody's complaining about Jeff Ulbrich and the job he's doing. Everybody's wondering about Zach. And if the season doesn't get better from an offensive standpoint, guys, more points, more red zone points, Michael Penix's performance, the Bijan, all the things we're talking about, everybody in the league is going to be wondering, okay, maybe he wasn't ready. And if you're in that position as a head coach, you better move on.
Right. And then there's the other stuff, which is a big part of being a coach, is how you manage the game. I've never been impressed with Raheem Morris's clock management, game management, not getting scores before halftime. And we've already debated, you know, how the challenges are used or improperly used. That's all part of how I think you get judged as a head coach. Now fix it. Now you're in a hole. He knows it. Okay, when he spoke with us yesterday, you said this to start the show. The audience and Data brought it up in Yeah Man, No Man. Audience expects to go, Coach, you look like a buster. You're not getting the job. We can have opinions about his job. I mean, I don't know a lot of folks.
You're a loser.
I don't know a lot of folks. Yeah. If you're in sales and you go to your client and go, my product works. You just don't know how to sell, jerk. No, you don't do it like that, okay? We have opinions on the program, and then we balance that because we have to see this guy 17 weeks in a row and have a rapport with him. And last year, I got heated with him after I thought we blew it. I thought he blew the clock management at the end of the Commanders game. And that's, you know, you want to have, you know, a degree of civility. But I think some of these guys, because of social media, think we're supposed to go, hey, coach, what's up, buster? That's not how it works.
Yeah, you're right. No doubt.
And nor is he going to sit there and start calling his own guys out. He's not going to sit there and give you the satisfaction going, yeah, guys, I just came from a butt reaming. I just told these guys what's what. I just had my foot so far. No, he's not going to tell you that. I know you want to hear it. You're not going to hear it.
Well, look, if we lose on Sunday, I'd love to hear that on Monday. I really would.
But he knows. Look, he knows if they lose two more games, he's getting fired. He knows it. He won't admit it. He said, what was the line? We're not worried about all the drama and all the different things, the controversy. No, but he knows it's the NFL. You don't go from where we are to where we may be going and hold on to your gig.
Big O, can we play the Bryant McFadden? B-Mac joins us on a weekly basis. He is an analyst for CBS Sports, talking about the NFL. He obviously does college stuff as well. But I want you to hear what he said. Now, we'll ask him about this tomorrow. I don't know if this is the real perception or not. And B-Mac was at camp, guys. He was there for CBS. He interviewed everybody that we were talking to for them. But he said this in regards to being asked about how the Falcons are viewed, and this is what he said.
They look like they were never prepared for this ball game at all. It felt like they didn't do any practice reps getting ready for the Miami Dolphins. The adjustments never showed up. And for the Atlanta Falcons, losing how they lost this past Sunday night on a primetime stage in San Francisco, you had a get-right opportunity against the lonely Miami Dolphins, and you just laid down. The sense of urgency isn't there for Atlanta, and that's why they're just an in-the-way team. In terms of playoff implications, in terms of championship aspirations, no, they're not there yet. They're in-the-way team. I say this all the time. They're like a speed bump in a residential area. You see the speed bump, but you just go right over it. That's it. That's who the Atlanta Falcons is. They're in the way team right now because of moments like this. And you look at their season thus far, guys, they have two of the most embarrassing losses in the entire NFL.
Carolina.
Weeks ago, Carolina, he didn't score 1 point. They scored 30. And then you talk about a team that only had one win against the Jets, came up and put 34 on you. And I understand you're dealing with injuries, you have your star quarterback, but so what? You still have to find a way to win a game like this. This was a winnable game for a team that believes they should contend for a playoff spot.
Are we an in-the-way team? Are we a speed bump team? I mean, those are strong allegations.
Yeah, I mean, that means you're not coached well. You're inconsistent. You just, when you think you're coming out of the tunnel, man, you get hit by an oncoming train. It's frustrating. And by the way, I mentioned this to Carl earlier. Last time we beat the Patriots, Carl, Bill Clinton was president.
Oh, my goodness.
It was 1998. It was the Dirty Birds. Chris Chandler, 2 touchdowns, 2 picks. Jamal Anderson, 2 scores, 104 yards. That was so long ago, Carl. It was at Foxborough State.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Stadium.
Oh.
Gillette didn't even exist, guys. That was back in November of 98. We won 41-10. The last time we beat New England.
The one thing I will say about BMAC is that's what you're wanting. You're wanting to see Ra with a sense of urgency.
Gotta have it.
And I'm not going to say he doesn't have it, but for whatever reason, it's not coming across that way.
Well, folks always say, what's the common thread you see on social media? Guys text us, what is he doing on the sideline? Sometimes I can say, that's a great question.
Coming up, Mike Griffith from Dog Nation. We're talking dogs and gators next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, live from Metro Bottle.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard-Bassett, former Real Housewife of Potomac.
And I'm Michael Arsenault, author of the New York Times bestseller, I Can't Date Jesus. And this is Undomesticated, the podcast where we aren't just saying the quiet parts out loud.
We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you to the function. If you're ready for some bold takes and a little bit of chaos, welcome to Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.